Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us on the line is Josh Green. He is head of operations at Zaka. Josh, a very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having us on the show.
So from time to time, we see that this becomes a problem in Johannesburg. And it's obviously important to make people aware of some of the dangers, how to avoid them, and of course, what to do in the case of a fire breaking out in your home. Zaka being very, very involved in this area in Johannesburg.
Yeah, look, you know, as winter comes in, everyone's got the heaters out and the gas heaters out. And, you know, often what happens is that that gas heater's been sitting in the storage room for the past 9-10 months. And it comes out and, you know, without checking the pipes or anything, they connect the gas in. And that's often one of the causes of fires. And then also falling asleep with heaters, you know, gas bottles being used in general. You know, you get those mushroom heaters that you use outside. There's so many elements that are available at the moment to create a fire and create havoc, like we've seen recently in the Jewish community.
So the first thing to do is prevention, you know, I mean, because there's...
So I was going to say, we drill it in. We've started doing it with the kids at schools. Obviously, COVID makes things a little bit more difficult to get the message out there a little harder. But throughout Lake Bo'omo, where things were a bit quieter in the community, COVID-wise, we ran a few drives at some of the schools. And we drilled it into the kids, you know, go home and tell your parents to get a fire extinguisher. And I had many parents calling me, telling me, you know, Josh, my kid told me to get a fire extinguisher. And for me, that's the best way of getting the message across. You know, when your little 5 or 6 year old tells you, mommy, why don't we have a fire extinguisher at home? You know, that kind of sends the message, makes the message very clear.
I'm fascinated to ask our listeners, do you have a fire extinguisher where it is very quickly and easily available? 34519 or 0618951019. I'm just interested in a quick poll to see. Now, we did have in our old house. Now that we've moved, I'm trying to think, I don't know where our fire extinguisher is even. So already that's an important thing. Where is my fire extinguisher? If God forbid something happened, what would I actually do? I don't know.
We even promote, you know, having 2 or 3 fire extinguishers in home. Look, I have, it's a big joke, but I have like 10 or 15 scattered around my house. But, you know, have one in the sleeping area of your house. Have one in the entertainment area of your house. Have one near the kitchen. Have one in the garage near the generator or the inverter or the braai. You know, have one near the pool park. You could find many places to put it. Obviously, you don't have to go too wild, but definitely to have 2 or 3 that have been serviced, not the little ones that weigh, you know, the 750 gram ones, because you're going to get about 2 seconds of action out of that. But try, you know, we try and motivate for guys to go with a 4.5 kilo, what's called a DCP, which stands for a dry chemical powder. And that those are the extinguishers we try and push people to get. They're the most effective. They're fairly light, I mean, 4.5 kilos. They're light enough for someone to lift up and spread out a fire. And then the other two things, Howard, that we, you know, try and push our smoke detectors, smoke alarms, and fire blankets. So crucial in a household. A fire blanket, you know, sits in the kitchen on the wall. God forbid the pot of oil catches a light. You take the blanket, you throw it over. It's made from various materials and it suffocates the fire. And then obviously a smoke alarm, for those fires that start when you're sleeping. You know, often we've been to one recently with I don't know exactly what caused the fire. We assume it was electrical. You know, and those fires, a fire extinguisher won't help you. A smoke alarm will help you because it will help you wake up, get your kids, get out the house. And call Zaka and the fire department, etc.
So it's and now, God forbid, a fire starts. Who are the best people to call?
So we promote to call the Zaka control room. It's a joint control room with the CSO. Mm-hmm. Call the control room 086-18-0018. They will handle everything from there. So they will dispatch us. They'll dispatch fire. They'll dispatch medical. They'll dispatch police. Anyone that needs to be at that scene will come from that control room. It's a nice, simple, straightforward way. Of a number that you can actually get hold of someone. Far too often you'll call an emergency number and it will ring or you'll be diverted, etc. This is a nice guaranteed way. It's manned 24/7 by professionals, and you know they'll take your information and they'll relay it to the various organisations that need to respond.
And the important thing there is at this stage you're probably in a complete panic. You know, you're worrying maybe you've got kids in the house, you're getting everybody out, you're seeing a fire get out of control. You can't start thinking about different phone numbers to phone.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why we say 086-18-0008. Get the number out there. We stick it on all the, you know, we have these fire awareness days that we do every couple months in the community. Again, COVID makes things very tricky. We ran one about a month and a half ago. And on all the fire extinguishers that we sell, in fact, all the merchandise that we try and sell and promote and get into homes, we put our sticker there with our number on. When we went to the schools with the kids, we had special stickers printed and we gave them to all the kids and we told them, put it on the fridge, put it on the electrical DB board, stick it on the back of your cell phone so that you've got a number to call. It's one number. Call them and they'll dispatch accordingly.
Yeah, and so the interesting thing as well is I'm just looking at the answers. Most people that have answered me do have, but I guess those are the people that will have answered. Those that don't have are not so quick to step forward. Well, Gavin says
very often at these fire awareness days, people come with these fire extinguishers that they've had for the past 20 years, and the reality is that a fire extinguisher is a pressurized canister. And over years, you lose their pressurization. That's why they say to get it serviced every year. Inside the fire extinguisher is a powder. That powder, after a while, starts to cake and becomes hard. So when you need it, and it's always when you need it that you realize that you should have gone out and bought one, right? Murphy's Law.
Of course.
So that's all we encourage, guys. It's not expensive. It's as much as a burger or a pizza or whatever it is. It's really not that expensive. Go out and get one. So at the moment, Zucca aren't selling them currently. We are looking, we've got an online store that we're just kind of tweaking now. But there's multiple places you can get them from. I'm happy to help people if they want to reach out
just give us a sense, where can we go? If you just want to rattle off some names, do you sell them yourselves just to make it easy for people?
So we don't at the moment. We are working on our store, but there are places such as Leroy Merlin, Builder's Warehouse, any of the hardware stores. There's also an online website called GWiz. They've got a nice agreement with us that whatever they sell, they'll give us a small percentage back, in the form of a donation. So that's great. GEWIZ, .co.za. So you can go on there and just type in fire and that. I guess pretty much any, I think Macro sells them as well. There's multiple.
So you really can get it anywhere. You really can if you.
Really, really.
One of our listeners saying, please, can you give the number slowly? That's the CSO/Zucca number.
Sure, it's 086-18-000-18.
All right, and there you have it. An incredibly, incredibly important conversation to have. That is Josh Green, Head of Operations at Zucca.